Hello and welcome. My name is James Bryden and this is my podcast, Food for Thought. With me today is Wayne Curtis of Notions Design. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you, mate. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, now you and I have known each other for some years, haven't we? And but you were telling me recently that you had a bit of a defining moment in your career and your life a few years ago. What happened?
As you know, James, I've had a business now for 28 years, and in the early part of that business, in my industry, there's a lot of stress involved, a lot of deadlines, a lot of bits and pieces, and as anyone knows, it's running a small business, there's also the stress of finance and paying the bills and everything like that. So unbeknown to me, there was something sneaking up over a period of 3 or 4 years after losing a fairly substantial client. Financial pressures increased, and stress was building, and I really didn't see the signs. And I kept on going along, thinking I was coping all right, and one day found myself sitting on the floor in the kitchen, I was going there to make a coffee, and I didn't even realise I'd sat down and that I was crying. Mm. And my wife was standing over me and she said, "What on earth is wrong?" And I didn't know. I was just sobbing.
Yeah.
Like a baby. Everything had just shut down. It had just built to a point. It was about mid-morning and everything changed from there.
Right. Well, thank you for sharing that, because that's not a thing that a lot of men would actually be comfortable sharing, is it?
No, and to be honest, I didn't really know. I didn't really know what to do about it. My wife said, "Right, let's get you to see the doctor and let's have a chat," and which I did, and then I got a referral to see a specialist and things like that. But being the person that I am, I got online and started just looking and reading and trying to find stories that were similar to mine and how these people coped and what they did and what mechanisms they introduced into their life. And and that's the thing that saved me. I got into a different headspace.
All right. So can you elaborate a bit more on that? Obviously, people listening here, some men might be in a similar situation. What would you sort of recommend?
I started listening to people like Dr. Wayne Dyer and a couple of other sort of feature or famous people that were doing a lot of these talks about the spiritual side and trying to find that balance between work, you know, and family and life and all that sort of stuff. And I'm not, although I was brought up as a Roman Catholic, I've not really been a practicing Roman Catholic for some time. I made my move away from that when that was a personal choice. But I did feel disconnected, and by listening to that side of thing, I realised that I had to look inside to try and find the problems. Even though it seemed on the face of it external, you know, pressures from business and paying the bills and everything like that, the problems really were more internal than they were external. It was how I coped with the everyday, you know, living and running a business and how I put that into action.
I guess it's a bit like it's a bit like being in a water and holding a couple of, you know, beach balls, and you're holding them underwater.
Yeah.
And you're big and strong and whatever, you can do it.
Yeah.
But you keep doing it, But sooner or later, you get to a point where you can't do it anymore.
You get tired.
And it just overwhelms you.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it when finally they burst through and, you know, to the surface.
Yeah.
And which sounds like...
It's pretty much just crept up on me. I had no idea at all what was about to happen. So I wouldn't say that I had a major breakdown, which was probably a good thing. Within a couple of days I was up and running again, but I'd made a conscious decision to change what I was doing. And one of the things that I took on board was meditation, a way of relieving stress, quietening my mind, and also reintroducing myself to my heart and my feelings with my family, love, you know, all those sorts of things. Why am I doing this? What it's all about.
Yeah.
I suppose you could also say it was some kind of a midlife crisis as well at the same time, combination.
And also, I've noticed with you also that you're much more comfortable in talking about these things and expressing, you know, the things that perhaps you wouldn't have done before.
Oh yeah, I mean, I connected to my emotions like I'd never done before.
Yeah,
and that was a huge. For me, that was huge. And I also was willing to look at myself rather harshly in the things that I may have not been doing that I should have been doing, everything from an emotional aspect. And that then flowed on through to my business.
Mm.
I got benefits out of that. My creativity was up again. I was feeling rejuvenated.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like it just left. It was a constant, through a couple of years, it was this constant battle of feeling down, depleted, and I'd go back and look at myself and reconnect and just quiet my mind.
It certainly doesn't happen in 5 minutes,
no,
does it?
No.
You used the word just a minute or two ago, harshly looked at myself.
Yeah.
Is it more about being harsh with yourself or being more accepting of it?
Well, I used to get rather angry and frustrated in the early part of meditating and everything like that because I just couldn't, it didn't seem to be working. But the more I open myself to that, so when I say harshly, I judge myself quite harshly. But the end result of that was always the fact that I was looking deeper at myself and I was seeing things and patterns. Mm. And through meditation, I was able to connect to things, reasoning why my thinking is what it is, mm. reasoning why I had these certain emotions about certain types of things. They were like trigger points.
Mm.
And the more and more I delved into looking at myself and accepting the fact that, I stuffed up, or I was a victim of this, or something happened to me this way, or I was told off for a certain thing when I was younger. These things, they stay with you. You don't realize.
That's right.
And they become these blockages, like chains to the past, holding you back. They also drag you down.
Yeah. And I guess also noticing these things about yourself helps you be a lot more understanding towards other people too.
Oh, huge difference. As you know, I'm a big networker, and my motto has been since that time is open heart, open mind. So I have an open heart, and I try my very best, even though I was brought up in a very judgmental
environment.
I now, that's the opposite to where I am, and by that, I'm able to open myself up and have friendships and accept people into my life, business people. See that now I'm more open. So when I sit there and talk to people, I am open. I just put it out on the plate, but I'm very accepting as well. So they see some kind of a connection and openness to me that makes it more comfortable for them to deal with me.
And that doesn't mean you still don't have the same stresses and strains of running a business. It's still there, but you deal with it.
Handle it so differently.
Yeah.
Able to take a deep breath and go, okay, been here before. This is what's going to happen. This is what I have to do. I don't berate myself because something's not working the way it should. I just accept and go, okay, so what can I do differently so that this doesn't happen again? Or how can I change this outcome? Just slightly.
Yeah.
Just slightly. I start with that. Not majorly, not completely flip it on its head, but just little small increments, and it makes a big difference.
Right. Well, I think that's a terrific story. Well worth sharing, and thank you for doing that.
No problem.
And your business is Notions Design.
That's right.
I'll put the link to that in the show notes.
Great.
And if anyone ever wants to have a chat to you at any time, are they welcome to do so?
Absolutely, mate. Great. Absolutely. Okay. I love meeting new people.
Great. That's excellent. So thanks very much, Wayne. That's been really interesting and yet another one that I've done that's quite inspiring. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Hope you found it interesting and maybe even useful. You can find out more about me and my work at productivity-plus.com. Until next time, this is James Bryden.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.